This Nissan electric car buying saga continues. On Friday, I decided that I would go down to the Hyundai garage in Girona and have a look at the other car again, the Ioniq. And on the way there, I thought, well, I'll just ring up the other guy that's supposed to give me a deal on Nissan Leaf. And he was supposed to give me a price on a Techna Silver with Pro Park. And when we got talking to him, he says, oh, I can't sell that one after all, but I can get my hands on a couple of 2.0, the launch model Nissan Leaf. I don't really want one of those. I mean, got the spring clad one there, and he was going to sell it for $33,500. It was kind of a bit tempting, I suppose. Cheaper than buying the Techna, but I mean, it's the Techna that I want. I'm looking for a car long term, so I might as well pay and get what I want. Anyway, so I was looking at that there, and then I thought, well, I'm just making phone calls now, I'll have a think about this non-Techno one, the 2.0. I might as well ring up the original dealer and find out if they've got the Nissan Leaf there, if they've got more information about it, price or whatever else. He says, oh, your car's in the garage, it's here, it's not ready yet, but it's arrived this morning. I thought, oh, goodness me, why didn't he ring me this morning and tell me? I think there's something more going on behind there that I don't know about. It's something a bit sort of strange. So, I mean, you think that, because I've been sort of waiting for this car, I'm sort of, you know, pushing to get it delivered and get it soon and stuff. As soon as the car came in, he should have rang me and said, oh, David, I've got your car, but nope, nothing. And I kind of wonder as well, if I hadn't have rung then, would he have contacted me the day after or the day after that or at all? Anyway, so I could have ended up sort of going. In the end, I didn't go into the Hyundai garage. I thought, oh, well, I'd rather stick with the Leaf because I'd rather have the Leaf in the long term anyway. So I thought, well, let's see what's happened. I'm still trying to get them to bring the price down a wee bit because, I mean, I've got to renegotiate because of the not getting the government grant incentive money. So that's something to push for. But they don't seem to be willing to do that. And let's see what happens next. So my next trick is going to be to go to the Nissan dealer in Barcelona on Monday and have a look at the car myself. I mean, as it stands at the moment, I just don't trust the people, and I don't even sort of trust that the car is actually there like you said it is. So I'm just going to go there and see if the car's there, have a look at it, take some photograph, it's there, and hopefully get some face-to-face with the salesman and see if we can do something about the price. There are other dealers that are offering the same car at a better price, and it's with a better price based upon the new larger price that was set up with Nissan recently. They put the price up, so you should be able to do something for the price on it. But at this stage, to be quite honest, I just want to get my hands on the car. I've been waiting for so long, I just think, well, sod it, I'll just pay the money and get the car. So if I go there on Monday and the car's there, I'll say, OK, have this car ready for me at the end of the week, or the very latest next Monday, and I'll come and collect it, and I'll give you the money, and let's just do the deal, and I've no more to say about it. And then, of course, I'll probably, I'll certainly have to write a scathing report about the whole buying process on my website and publish it everywhere. Because the way I've been treated by these people is not very good at all. But I'm not going to let that get in the way of me buying what I think is a really good car. So that's my thing with buying the Nissan Leaf for the moment, and I'll tell you more about it on Monday.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.